Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. And, yeah, this is your host, Allison, and I thank you ever so much for tuning in to my show this evening. I'm very happy that you're here. And tonight, we don't have a guest. It's just going to be me. And these are my plans for this evening. Number one, I am going to be talking about 2011 and what it means, what number year is it, and what that means globally on this planet. Also going to be doing some of my predictions for 2011. The lines are also going to be open. I welcome your calls, your thoughts, your comments, your questions, and certainly if someone wants a numerology reading, I'm available to do that as well. Giving me your date of birth, I'd be happy to take a look, see, and tell you what's upcoming for you in 2011 as well. So that's my plans. Before I get to the actual predictions, I just want to say that I have a few events coming up. They will be up on the website right shortly. I'm going to be at the Lodge in Woodlock December 26th and 27th doing a couple of seminars. Also, I'm going to be doing readings, the future forecast, the 2011, like what's coming up for you in your personal year. I'm going to be doing those readings in Doylestown, Pennsylvania on the 8th of January. Also, a seminar on 2011, January 16th, also in Doylestown. So you can go check out SusanDuvallSeminars.com, and she has those events listed, and it'll give you all the information. I'm also going to be doing a similar seminar in Harrisburg area, Harrisburg, PA, for Vicky Fox Productions on the 19th of January. So I'm going to be a busy girl upcoming. Yeah, things are about ready to get busy for me anyhow. I've been super busy with future forecasts for my clients. So I know that everyone is really looking forward to next year and kind of wondering, okay, what's coming for me? Well, that's all well and good, but let's talk about 2011 just for a minute. And what does it mean as far as the universal year number and what the influence will be on everyone on the planet globally for 2011? When you add 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1, you come up with a 4, so it's a 4 universal year. And you got to look to the energy of the number 4 in order to understand the trend of global events in 2011. Now, the 4 year is strongly associated with hard work and has not a lot to do with freedom. So, you know, anything that's frivolous or anything like that, it's not really in alignment with the 4 energy. It's really time to be practical and down to earth, absolutely organized and efficient. The only way that you can be successful when the 4 is around is through endurance and discipline. So, it sounds like a really serious year to me. But it's really an important year for everyone because it's instrumental in building a foundation for the future. So oftentimes people get a lot of work done in the 4 year and it really pays off down the road. And that's what that means. It's instrumental for your future. Now, I know that I heard a beep, which means we've got a caller on the line. And, caller, I know you're there. And if you'll just hang with me for a few minutes and just let me get through this little part where I can take a break, I'll be happy to take your call, okay? So just hang with me. Now, the 4 also really insists that we stabilize all areas of our life because it wants us to work on the foundation upon which we live. So I really feel that that is really important about what's coming for us in next year. And also on that note, the number 4 is very strongly associated with Mother Earth. Now, every year there's times when money wants to flow to you and there's times when money is a little bit tighter. And I can tell you that financially it's going to be a challenging year globally. Because you have to be careful with your money in a 4 year. You got to be you know, very frugal, and you got to spend it wisely. And it's not a time to take a risk with money, but you just got to be really practical about how you spend it. A 4-year also can bring about some limitation and restrictions where it might feel like you don't have any choice other than to just follow the rules. And if you break the rules, there certainly are going to be consequences. So I think also, too, that all businesses are going to have to deal with things very honestly and very ethically. There's very strong emphasis on right and wrong and little ground for in-between when you get into the 4 energy. And there's also a warning about stress and health with the number 4. So, you know, that's basically the meaning of the number 4. But when I take this caller and when I come back to this discussion, I'm going to kind of take a look and be a little bit more specific of where I see this could have some influences here in the United States, okay? So I'll be back to this thought in just a moment, but I'm going to take my caller first, okay? So I heard a beep. I know I've got a caller. So who's calling, please?
It's David.
Hi, David. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about you, Allison?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Oh, I was just curious about what my future holds for me, and I'm
okay.
supposed to be going
sure.
in
give
life.
Give me your date of birth.
Okay. January 16th. January 16th.
Okay. What year?
1963.
Okay, so you gave me January 16th, 1963,
yes.
Okay? Is that right? All right. So you, wow, that's kind of, you've got one of those years that's going to be kind of interesting to predict, okay? You're moving, well, you're in the 2-year down and you're moving into the 3-year. So I don't know if this year for you has been, let's just put it very intense, and maybe you've had some spiritual experiences or awakenings, or maybe it's kind of felt like you're not with your feet firmly planted, a little bit ungrounded. And this year for you, maybe if you know, has taken a lot of patience on your part. Maybe things are not moving as quickly as you had hoped. But I'm telling you that I really feel that next year for you is going to be a year that is going to bring a lot of joy for you. I think it's going to be a year where you're going to see, like, maybe the seeds that you've planted. Like, whatever you've started, like, in 2009, 2010, you're going to start seeing it where it's actually growing, and you're seeing where it's starting to happen all around you. It's kind of like this is your year to manifest your dreams. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So it's kind of a year where you start to see it. It's like I asked for this. I planned it. I thought about it, and now I'm seeing it come true. I'm seeing it all around me. So it really is a year that you should, you know, whatever it is that you've started a couple years ago, you should see it start to happen. Also, this is a year for you that I really want to see you do something creative. Use your creative thoughts, a creative project, whether it's writing or even if it's public speaking, or it just could be artistic in some fashion, but you're really going to be tapping into that energy. On a spiritual level, and I know that you're very psychic because I already know that from looking at your energy. I see it there. And I really feel that you may get some strong prophetic dreams, seeing things. So kind of look to your clairvoyance, kind of look to see, am I seeing things? And kind of trust it, because I really feel that there's going to be a lot of intuition and a lot of psychic stuff coming through for you as well next year. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, you do realize that you have this tremendous ability metaphysically, okay, spiritually, or to understand philosophy. Do you do something along the lines of a metaphysical or spiritual? Is it work or a hobby?
Not really. I'm a full-time firefighter.
A full-time chiropractor.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you developing or working on, how would I put this, your knowledge about things, like studying anything metaphysical or spiritual?
I've been having a lot of weird dreams lately, and I've been trying to follow up on those.
Okay, well, journal your dreams, write them down. But you see, you've got this, I don't know if I've ever explained this to you before, David, so forgive me if I did, but you do have a lot of psychic ability, and yours does come very strongly in the dream state. So dreams are a strong way of getting information for you. You also have very strong gut feelings. So you may, it's very strong clairsentience. I know what I know without knowing why I know it. I just know it. And so you've got to kind of trust that. You have an inner guidance system that will definitely not lead you astray. You also have an opportunity with your talents and abilities to specialize at something where you can become an expert, where you know more than the average person, and you could actually do very well if you study something to that aspect. Your ability to understand and comprehend spiritual philosophy is extreme, meaning you're actually, in part of you is like a little bit wise old sage guru. It's just part of your energy. And I just really feel that meditation is key for you to help to develop this. I think that you may have brought with you some spiritual knowledge or knowledge about things that you've never studied, meaning, you know, it's kind of like picking up a medical book and like going, why do I know this stuff? And the truth of the matter is people with your energy bring that in from another lifetime, and you remember it in this lifetime. So you've got some knowledge there as well. And the thing for you is really to understand that it's important and imperative for you to develop that spiritual side of you, because you really got a lot to offer, even if it's just the people in your life, but certainly going down the road metaphysically, like doing something like what I do, you would be really good at it. You would be a really good numerologist or astrologer, or, you know, if you were to tap into your psychic, you could be a psychic reader. Do you know that about yourself?
Yeah, I was thinking about going to the Gateway program at Monroe Institute. What do you think about that?
Okay, well, why would I have just said all that stuff to you? I think that's your sign. I mean,
okay.
That is your sign, and that's your validation that you need to kind of, like, jump off and trust in your abilities, because it's not, it really is there. You're such an old soul. You're an extreme old soul. You really have a lot of wisdom, and you've come into this lifetime to share that wisdom. And so just tap into that side of you. That doesn't mean you forget everything else in your life, but you really want to work on that. And that's one thing that I would really encourage you to do. So as you move into next year, that would be a really good year to work on uninhibiting yourself and just tapping into that energy and maybe work on developing it, because I think it'd be a really good year for you for intuitions, premonitions, prophecy, and that sort of a thing. Now, as you move into next year, I'll just give you a couple of really good months here. I feel like this month you're really working hard, or there's some limitations and restrictions around you, but I see things shifting and changing for you in December. So you've got something rather interesting that will bring some change to your life in December. Also, again, in February of next year, so kind of be prepared because some changes are coming. It could be something having to do with a trip, or it could have something to do with a move, or it could have something to do with expansion with your job. But, or change, something that brings change to you, but I would just point out December and February for you. Another month that I would want to point out to you next year is July, because I see you beginning something in July. So maybe that would be the start of something new for you, okay?
All right. Now, so February and July.
How old are you?
47.
Right,
I'm 47.
Yeah, I really feel very strongly about this, Claire. Now, you may, normally you aren't that great with partnerships, but I really see you being part of something, greater than yourself in your latter years. Still being strong, but at the same time working with others, or it actually could be like a love affair or relationship or something like that. But, for the most part, you know, you really, your psychic abilities are quite heightened in your latter years as well. You're what you call being empathic, feeling, knowing what people are thinking, that sort of stuff. So kind of explore that in yourself. And like I say, someone like you, meditation daily is a must, because you've got like this huge treasure chest of spiritual information that you need to tap into.
All right.
Okay, David.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, you're welcome, David. Have a great life.
You
talk
too.
To you soon. All right, bye-bye. Okay, so getting back to our conversation in a moment, we have another caller. So let me take this caller. Who's calling, please?
Hey, Allison, good evening. It's been a long time. It's Rosa. How are you?
Hi, Rosa. What's up?
Good. Long, long time. I haven't called your radio show in 2 years. And I was just on Facebook, and so you were the sole co-host tonight. So I said, let me give you a call to see how things are for 2011.
Okay. Well, Rosa, remind me what your date of birth is again, okay?
12/29/1959.
All right. And you have been up to all kinds of things. I know that.
Oh, my God. My life is definitely a journey. It's an interesting journey.
Yeah, well, remember all those years where I told you, you have to be patient, Rosa, you have to be patient, Rosa? Well, guess what? The time came where the patience wore off and the delays were over, and I think you made some significant changes to your life. Where I really kind of see you being as you move into next year is I really feel that you're still going to carry that 8 energy over, and it'll spill over into, you know, the first 4 or 5 months of next year. So I really still feel that you're focusing on money, you're focusing on perhaps your career, your ambitions. I feel that there's a certain amount of recognition for you or where people have noticing your accomplishments. And so there is a focus on the money, but as you get into next year, Rosa, it's a time you're ending a 9-year cycle. And really what you're doing is you've worked on a whole bunch of stuff over the last 9 years and brought a whole lot of things into your life. But it's going to be time for you to sort through that and decide what you're going to keep and what you need to let go of. And you're also going to be healing from the past, working out things from the past as well. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised as you move into next year if somebody, you get a blast from the past, from somebody that you haven't seen in a long time, and maybe you're going to be finishing up that relationship in some fashion. But for the most part, mm-hmm. the 9 years about letting go. So sometimes we choose to let go of things. Sometimes we consciously say, I hate my job, I'm quitting. But sometimes God in his infinite wisdom knows better than we do, and sometimes he takes things away from us. So we have to understand that what we're doing is we're making space, we're clearing room for all this brand new energy and all these new opportunities that are coming to us in our 1 year. For you, that'll be 2012. But before you can bring in all that new stuff, you got to let go of the crap, and you have to let go of stuff. So as you move into next year, you're going to be cleaning house, Rosa, on many levels of your life.
Correct. I do agree with you.
Okay.
100%.
And then, right? And then what will happen is when you, it's kind of like when, you, well, let's say somebody is stuck in a relationship and they're not happy in the relationship, but in a 9 year it'll come along and suddenly they break up or suddenly something happens in the relationship, self-destructs. And we can sit there and be all terribly upset about it, but the truth of the matter is we've just freed ourselves so that we are now officially available for a new relationship. The same thing goes
Correct.
With a job. We might be working in a job, and it's just making us miserable, and we get fired, and we might be miserable about that, but the truth of the matter is it's freed us up to go look for the perfect job or the one that makes us happy. So whenever Correct. Is trying to leave you or whatever you have to let go of in your 9 year, just wave bye-bye at it and know that the following, as you move into the, probably by October of next year, these new things are coming for you. And quite frankly, as I look at your months that are upcoming, I see something new for you in November, again in January, and again in October. So it's not like you don't have some new things coming, but the really big new opportunity, the really big new beginning starts in 2012. Okay?
Yes, that's what I feel too. Well, I'm actually going through a process of being divorced now, so that will spill over into 2011. And that's a matter of letting go, no?
Yeah, you've got to let it go. And I feel that your divorce, you know, the latest that you carry that over is September. I really, hopefully, you'll get it done before then. I do see some new beginnings for you. And again, in January, like I say, in January, there's some, I see you possibly moving or doing something different in May. That's your 5 month. That's going to bring some change for you. And by October of next year, I really see this new stuff coming in for you. So let it go. Don't try to start anything next year. Finish up all this old stuff, okay? Get rid of all this old crap.
Oh, yeah, and, absolutely.
Yeah, and just make the room, make the space, because the universe and God is really intending on bringing you some
for
new
better
stuff.
Things to come.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
you're on target. You're very good. You always have been good, and I told you you're going to be phenomenal in the coming years, and you are too. Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate it. I just wanted to, sometimes a doctor can't see a doctor. So you have to go visit another doctor. So you're my doctor.
Uh-huh.
If you know what I'm saying,
okay,
you know? You know what I'm saying. Thank you very much, Alison. By far, you're definitely, my specialist. And thank you for giving me the vision of what I think is coming ahead.
Well, good, Rosa. I hope that I validated it for you and just believe. And it's always a pleasure hearing your voice, honey. I love you.
Thank you. Good luck. Have a great year also ahead, all right? Thank you, Alison.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So getting back to our discussion, lest we get another caller, and that's fine too. You know, what does a four-year mean for our country or for our world, and how could this potentially affect us? And some of the things I would really kind of want to point out to you is that the governments around the world, all the various different countries, are going to have to rein in their spending, and you may find cuts to programs that would be considered to be any programs that are expendable, because it's really going to be time for the governments throughout the world to be very frugal and very careful with their money. There isn't going to be as much money. So whether on a state or federal or local level, budgets will probably need to be balanced, and some of these budget cuts can be severe. So I think you all better expect that. This could affect our services or maybe things that, you know, programs that they just have to cut the programs. And I think that might come as a little bit of a shock to our system. Now, I'm not sure. Did I hear another caller? If I have a caller, will you want to speak up?
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay. I thought I heard a little, very subtle beep, and I wasn't sure if I had somebody. So, yeah, I hear you. Hold on just 1 second. So, okay,
sure.
In between the callers, we're going to try to continue to get through this other stuff, but I'll take this caller right now. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you want to give me your date of birth and you want me to do a reading? Or do you have a comment?
Yeah. Date of birth is June 16th, 1962.
62. Okay. Did you say 62 or 52?
50, like 5, 52.
5. Thank you. So I thought, okay, 52. All right. So I have June 16th, 1952. And do you have a specific question, or you just want me to tell you what I see coming for you?
Probably just to tell me what you think about being born at that particular time in a reading. And I think I'm the number 3, but I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, you
number.
Are a 3 life path.
I'm not sure.
But do you want to know what's coming for you in the upcoming year?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to tell you a little? Okay, all right. This year for you, Anne, has been one that has been a little bit different from the others in the sense that maybe there's been a little bit of soul searching going on, or maybe you have life may have slowed down a little bit. It's not unusual for a person in a 7 personal year, which is what you are in 2010, to maybe not be working as much, possibly laid off, maybe even have an illness or something that kind of gives you a lot of extra time. But this is a year for you to work on some spiritual development, to work on things on a soulful level. It's a time to put the career on hold and just kind of work on, you know, maybe who are you, where are you going, why are you here, those sort of things. It is an excellent year, this year, 2010, for you to learn things or to go to school or to read books or take workshops or seminars. Certainly it would have been a year that psychically, you know, you may have had some spiritual strong gut feelings or premonitions. One of the things that your chart is telling me by far, especially with your life path and birthday number, is, girl, you are psychic in so many different ways, okay? You probably have strong clairvoyance of seeing. You probably get extremely strong, vivid dreams. Maybe some prophetic dreams, dreams that foretell the future. You're very strong, gut feelings. You're very old soul. You have mediumship also very strongly in your chart. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but this year for you...
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, this year for you, it might have... In a way, it's kind of a year of building your faith in God, you know, and working on that connection. And... health-wise, you know, like sometimes we're more tired in a 7 year, or sometimes our health can be affected in a 7 year. But the truth of the matter is you were just being told it's time to rest, it's time to work on you, because this, as you move into 2011, all bets are off. You might as well enjoy the rest now. Enjoy it, and, because 2011, you're back to work. And, what I see for 2011 for you is you're moving into an 8 year. And, when you move into an 8 year, it does place a lot of emphasis on your ambition, your career, your finances. And usually it's considered to be a year of rewards. So there's usually financial gifts coming or abundance coming. It could be in the form of a payoff of something that's owed to you, something that was done previously. It could be in the form of a promotion or money coming to you that way. But it really is strong emphasis on you being rewarded next year. It's your year. And people, let's say sometimes people don't have jobs. Sometimes they're just a housewife. And maybe they're, and I'm not saying that's not a job. That's a heck of a job. But maybe there's no pay structure. But still, in an 8 year, you still get recognition for the hard work that you've done. A lot of pats on the back and saying, great job. And you will have money still flow strongly in your life, even if you're a housewife. It'll just come in other ways. So next year is your year for money coming in. Now, you may have emphasis on money as well. You might be concerned with money. It might be driving you crazy. You might be talking in dollars and cents next year. But most people experience their 8 year as being very financially positive. But it's also instant karma as well. So let's say you've done something in the past that needs balancing. You'll find that it'll get balanced in the 8 year as well. So this is one of the reasons why we always are very careful about what we sow or what we send out there in the world, because eventually your 8 year is going to come around and you're going to reap what you've sown. So let's hope that you've sown really good things. I see for you abundance wanting to be around you, especially in your latter years. But also, like right now, there's I don't know if you're writing, because you do have a gift with words. But you either should be writing or using your words in workshops or in front of people. I just really feel as though, or traveling or doing something, even books, publishing, something like that. Your life is going to be interesting in your latter years. I feel like you kind of got on a roller coaster ride somewhere around age 52, and you get to do things that maybe you've not been able to do previously. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say something?
So, sure, you absolutely can.
You had mentioned about psychic and mediumship. I know I'm an old soul. I definitely know that. I feel that.
You are.
Since I was a kid. And I feel definitely I'm an empath, big-time empath. And the mediumship, I've been reading books on mediumship, and when I do, I tend to get very emotional.
Uh-huh.
And I've lost many members of my family, so I want that. I have that need and urge to want to connect with them, but I have that emotional tie with the books that I'm reading, and I'm not sure whether I was a medium in a past life or I might go into that line of work later.
I feel that you have experience with mediumship in a past life, absolutely. But I also feel that you also have these talents and abilities in this lifetime. I feel that part of you has a very rational mind. You're kind of like left brain, right brain. You have to prove it to yourself, and sometimes you could be very skeptical. If you can't prove it, you discount it. And sometimes that can prevent you from just allowing to see. For you, what I would tell you to do is practice. People expect for mediumship comes in many different ways. It comes through in many different ways. Number one, it is a feeling. It's like you could, like the hair standing on your arms or energy around you. Sometimes it comes in at your head and you can feel it in your body. Sometimes you could just feel it, like somebody's there or there's a presence. So mediumship, you can feel. Okay. But seeing, people expect to see somebody sitting at the end of the bed, and certainly that's possible. That's absolutely possible. However, you do have a movie screen in your head, and sometimes you get flashes, or you'll think of so-and-so, and you'll get a flash of them in your head. And there is a movie screen there, and you can actually see your passed-on loved ones in that place as well. Clairvoyance comes in more than one place. You can see with your eyes, but you can also see in your mind's eye. And so you need to practice. And that means like looking at a picture on the wall and then closing your eyes and visualizing it and then taking note, where did you just see that in your head, okay? And where you just saw that in your head is where your movie screen is. And so then you want to keep practicing of visualizing things there. It's kind of like a muscle. Use it. Remember that you know how to do this. And, you know, you might, after a while, be able to see things much more clearly. But that's not to say that you wouldn't see things. You do see things out of the corner of your eyes, don't you? Shadows or lights or things like that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very much. And I do sense angels around me.
Okay, so is that not mediumship, child? You are connecting to the spiritual realm.
Okay.
So you need to have confidence in yourself. You need to have faith. Get a book out and journal not only your dreams, but also journal your experiences. Like when you feel something very strongly around you, sit for a moment and ask the question, who are you? Why are you here? Ask yourself, is this male or is this female? What, you know, do I hear anything? Are there words coming into my head? And do... You could be a little bit of a scientist, a little bit of an experimental, you know, making this a science project. But honestly, you need to trust and allow it through because you are an old soul, just like you said, and I see very strong psychic in you. I find I really feel that numerology and through our numbers, it tells us God didn't leave us here like, without breadcrumbs, okay? He gave us tools to connect to our home, which is the spiritual realm. How we connect is written into the numbers. Where our forte is, where our talent is written into the numbers. Yours is telling me she is very intuitive. She sees, but she also feels. And your numbers, you put those two numbers together, and it's the 3 in the life path, the 16 in the birthday. You're a wise old sage as well. You brought tremendous spiritual wisdom with you. So I feel that this you're natural at it. You just got to kind of take the skepticism off the table and just let it flow. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetie. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And trust.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay. Well, there you go. All right, so get him back. If we hope, maybe we'll get through this. I don't know. Probably not. Okay, I have another caller, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my next caller. Hi there, who's this?
This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine, how are you?
Oh, okay, thanks. How are you? Interesting thoughts that you have. I've been listening to your other readings. Well, do you need my birth date? Or?
Yes, dear. Go ahead and give it to me.
May 31st, 1941.
Okay. May 31st, 1941?
Right.
Right. Okay. All right. And do you have any specific thing you want to know or what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working at a job that is tremendously busy and tremendously stressful, beyond, not only for me, but for others, beyond my wildest imaginings. And I am self-supporting. I'm not married at this point. I'm self-supporting, and I need to keep this job. My passion is photography, which I would love to study in depth. I'm also, well, I'm second-level Reiki, and I'm interested in studying thought field therapy, which is one of those tapping modalities.
Sure.
Today,
sure.
I saw my cardiologist, and nothing much wrong there. I also had a heart rate variability test, which TFT, thought field therapy, will address. One of the reasons I want to learn it, but the heart rate variability was not in the danger zone, but not where it should be. And I'm thinking it's this job stress, but you know, letting go of a job when I'm self-supporting is very difficult to even contemplate, let alone do. Now,
sure.
My question in all this is, well, I have a passion for photography. It is magic to me. I'm
sure.
Also, I do Reiki occasionally. I certainly do it more on myself than anybody else.
Sure.
I want to learn the TFT. I belong to the Order of Melchizedek, which is an order of priests
sure.
and teachers.
When
I was younger, and I would hear that it said of Jesus in the scripture, "You are a priest forevermore after the order of Melchizedek," my heart would leap. Every time I read that or heard that, my heart would leap. So that when a friend of mine said she was a priest of Melchizedek, I got the familiar leap. Ultimately, I became a priest of Melchizedek. It is held that you are prepared for this over lifetimes. I guess I'm asking what you see as a direction
okay.
for me.
Okay, honey. Let me just tap.
I mean, it's a bit overwhelming, I know.
Well, let me tap into a few things here and
sure.
kind of give you some stuff here. Number one, I see
okay.
you as being a healer. And I also
yeah.
see you as having a beautiful heart and a desire to care for those that are less fortunate. And
oh,
the
yes.
need. So I see the healer in you. I also see this artistic ability in you as well. Okay, and so some people are quite multi-talented. And so the artistic is present as well. But what I see around you at this time, and quite frankly for the rest of your life, I want you to be aware that you are in an 11th pinnacle. You entered it at age 49, and you will remain in that pinnacle until the day that you see fit to leave this planet. When
wow,
you're in
that
the
could
11th
be quite a while.
Energy, that
sorry.
Could be quite a while. But it's master energy. And so when
oh,
you
yes.
move into the 11th energy, it is very strong spiritual presence, okay? So
yeah.
healing,
yeah.
probably this has probably ramped you up as far as your vibration. There's been
mm-hmm.
an awakening. There has
mm-hmm.
been some enlightenment. There's been a transformation in you.
Mm-hmm.
And your vibration just got bumped up. And I always find that people, when they get into the 11th energy, they sometimes have problems with their nerves and stress, anxiety.
Yeah.
They need peaceful,
oh, yeah.
serene environments. So one of the things that I would tell you is I do know that you're doing Reiki on yourself, which is wonderful, and you
yeah.
have other healing modalities that you're going to look into, and that is wonderful.
Yeah.
But I would ask for you to also look at your environment. Can you feng shui it? Can you bring in nice, clean energy by feng shui? Study that a little bit. Maybe look at your environment. You want to bring in
uh-huh.
soft vibrational music, maybe some waterfalls. You want to
uh-huh.
maybe start taking sea salt baths. Or if
uh-huh.
not a bath, take it into the shower and just kind of ceremoniously sprinkle it all over you. But
uh-huh.
use sea salt to cleanse your auric field. You need to work on meditations, chakra
yeah.
balancing. You
yeah.
need to understand that you are wide open like a sponge, and
oh,
you are
I am.
Now
good
a
God, sponge yes.
sucking in
yeah.
energy everywhere, whether it's
yeah.
in people, places, or things. Now, you do not necessarily have to speak to someone to absorb their energy. Someone could be depressed sitting next to you, and you just simply pick it up. So it's really imperative for you to understand that you're in this energy that can create nervous tension, panic, anxiety, stress, and you've got to address it on a spiritual level through meditation, prayer, cleansing of the auric field on a daily basis, and protection stones, like crystals and stones that protect you. And you've got to work on putting up some boundaries with visualizations to protect your auric field so that you're not picking up other people's crap, okay?
Okay.
First
yep.
and foremost.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in the 11 pinnacles, certainly anything with artistry, anything having to do with photography, it's very supportive of that. But also, my dear, you can actually end up being famous at it. So, hey, why not? Anything with spiritual, your growth, I would also pursue that as well. Now, getting back to the job and the fact that you hated it. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an executive assistant in the legal department of an insurance company.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that, okay. You always want to go where you follow your heart. And if you do what you love, it becomes so much easier than doing something that you hate. And so I would really always tell anyone that if in your heart of hearts, photography and healing work and pursuing maybe studying different things metaphysically makes you happy, do that. I'm going to tell you that you're a sixth life path. Generally speaking, that's very protected financially. It's like God said when he sent you to this earth, he says, you know what, darling, you've been such a good girl in past lives. You have helped so many people, so I'm going to put this blessing around you that's going to protect you. And you've got a big blessing being a sixth life path. And you're also, your last cycles are sixes as well. So I'm not overly concerned with money for you.
Oh, okay.
I think that I'm just not. You might like get a job that's less pressure, but you might be able to, unless maybe gives you like a little bit of an income, but also where you can pursue some of these other things.
Yeah.
But what concerns me with, yeah, exactly. But what concerns me about you is as you're moving into next year, okay, this health issue of yours with the heart, it's not where it is supposed to be, okay? This concerns me because you're moving into a four-personal year in 2011. And I'm telling you, dear, if you've got any physical health issues, the four-year is going to say, all right, you need to address them, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got to work on this. And so I wouldn't wait for January. I would start working on some of the things that I told you. I would even do a Google search online. Look up EMPATH, E-M-P-A-T-H, and I want you to read what it says and what resonates to your heart, only what makes sense to you. Take that. Use some of that advice because I really feel that the stress level is going to be ramped up next year for you, and I don't want it affecting your health because I see a lot of work on your plate next year. I don't see you necessarily quitting your job. I feel as though there's going to be a lot of work for you. I think next year, the one purpose of next year is going to be that you're going to be working so darn hard and so many hours, and it's going to create so much stress in your life that by the time 2012 comes around, you don't care. You don't care. You're ready to make those changes in your life, and you're ready to free yourself of this job. And I think 2012, if you haven't done it, like there are opportunities next year for you to change your job, but if you have not done it, In 2011, you absolutely will change your job in 2012. Now, let me tell you right now. Well, let me tell you. In November, that's this month, also in January, and also in October of next year, those are three wonderful opportunities for you to change your job, to send out resumes, to get a different job.
November, and what is the next, February?
November,
did you say?
January, and
oh,
October.
January. October. Okay.
So you might want to, so we'll apply to a different job and see what happens.
I will.
You're not happy. And let me tell you, you've got to, so let's say it's not as much money, but at least you're going to be happier.
Yeah.
And you can learn to cut back your budgets a little bit, or you can learn to do something else.
I've already started that in little ways now. Interesting.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I do see there's opportunities, and especially this November. You're wanting your freedom this November. It's going to place a lot of emphasis on that. But also in January, that little thing on your shoulder, that little voice in your head is going to say, I can't take this. I want my freedom. So there's going to be several push points for you where you might be pushed to try to get a different job. And those months, you'll find that if you send out resumes or approach people, there might be a greater chance for you to change your job November, January, and also October of next year. And I think I want you to get rid of the stress, because I feel that you're going to have to work on your health next year anyhow. So why put the stress is what will cause your health issues. So you need to get rid of the stress, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And all those things I told you to do, I'm very sincere when I tell you that your stress levels, your anxiety is all due to a very high vibration that you're under. And you need to address it on a spiritual level. You can go take a pill, but if you just start working with spiritual practices, it's better than any medicine. And meditation itself can lower your blood pressure. It can up your serotonin levels. It can help you with stress. You want to start doing that on a daily basis, okay?
Right. I've gotten a couple of CDs which will do just that. So, I mean, you're right on. I just want to tell you that's really great. I really appreciate your reading. Do I have time for one quick question?
You certainly can. What?
Do you see a new person in my life, a new man?
That is always potentially possible. You have very positive energy right now, and even in the next year, there's always potential for.
Okay.
Have you been visualizing him this year? Have you been setting up?
I'm starting to. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You want,
yeah.
especially use this year, and you're not out of it yet. You've got November and December. So you want to, who do you want? What do you want him to be? How do you want him to fit into your life? Do you want a marriage, or do you just want somebody to date or somebody to keep you company? Mm-hmm. But you need to start doing those visualizations, because you're in a year that manifests things this year.
Definitely
tap into that and work with it, girl. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so very much, Allison. You've
welcome,
given
honey.
Very wise counsel.
Okay, honey. Take care and good luck.
All right. You too. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. So apparently this is going to be the night of readings, and that's fine, because that's what I'm here for, to help people. But let's see if we can just kind of like jump back into the four energy and see if we can kind of get through some of this a little bit. Going back to the 4 year, okay, let's say you're an inventor out there. What you really want to invent and what you really want to market in next year is products that are efficient or that save money, because I think you're going to be seeing a lot of that next year. Maybe fuel-efficient cars, you're going to see a lot more advertisement with that, or a lot more in the media about fuel-efficient cars or products that save you money. So if you're an inventor and you've got this really great product, you definitely want to move forward with that on that for next year. Now, one thing that concerns me is the four is all about law and order. It's about following the rules. It's about law and order. So I feel that there's going to be a lot of laws that might be passed on some level that can create limitation in our lives. It might even limit our freedom in some way. So, you know, that concerns me about Big Brother, the government, you know, passing all these laws that interfere with our freedom or our lives. But I feel that there's going to be a lot of emphasis on that in 2011. And there might even be some, like recently we're seeing all these things with the TSA scanners at airports and people not wanting to be forced to do these things. I feel that we're going to see a lot of that next year. And I think that people are going to protest it as well. So where things are done to us to restrict our freedom or to take away our liberties, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of that even with laws that are passed or laws that are enforced, okay? So just kind of look out for that next year. Do I have another caller?
Hello?
Did somebody else call? Hi there. How are you?
Hi. My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, dear.
This
do you
is
want
Allison,
to give me a
right?
date of birth? Yes, it is.
425-71.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about numbers, and I'm trying to learn
uh-huh.
that right now. And listening to your show, it's touched my heart in every way. I feel like I'm connected here somehow. And
that's because you would make...
I can only say...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry? I can only say I
you would
the
make
other...
A...
Hello?
Go ahead, Annie.
See, and then you wonder if you're hearing voices or not. Am I schizophrenic or am I normal?
You're fine.
I guess that's my question for the evening.
Are you schizophrenic or normal? Okay, before I answer your question, the one thing that I want to say to my listening audience is I'm going to take care of this caller, okay? As far as my predictions go, and I've really been extremely accurate with my predictions over the last several years, so they will be posted on my website. They will be coming out in my newsletter. So I really encourage you, if you ever want to hear the rest of what I was saying, sign up for my newsletter on my website, visiblebynumbers.com. But for now, I'm going to shelf this because I've only got a few minutes left on the show and I want to answer this caller's question. You, my dear, would make, the reason why this is resonating to you is because you yourself and I, we have a lot of the same energy. And you probably would make a very good numerologist. It's very possible that you probably have done numerology in past lives, and that's why it's resonating. You're a specialist. You are, in many ways, you carry into this lifetime a tremendous amount of wisdom, a tremendous amount of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Are you serious when you're asking me, are you schizophrenic? Is that a serious question?
Yeah, well, this is all very new to me. I've always thought of myself as a spiritual person, and I guess deep down inside in my heart, I've always just done things to help people just because that's who I am. But now it's gone bumped up to a different level. And trying to sort through that in a sane way, I guess. I don't want to scare anybody out there if they're experiencing anything, but it is challenging. We all doubt ourselves every day in life anyways. I mean, that's one of the biggest obstacles of life is doubting yourself. And then when you're going through something as awesome as this, it definitely raises all those doubts even times 10. Does
right.
that make
well,
sense?
Yes. You're in a time of your life where it is about discovery of your soul and why you're here and what your destiny is. And you have... holding in your energy, tremendous wisdom, knowledge, and you also are quite psychic. You need to trust. There's part of you that's a skeptic. There's part of you mm-hmm. that discounts it, but you just got to understand you have this in your energy. And you're in a time that there's this energy that's around you that's really kind of making a lot of this unfold for you. You need to trust. And you are a beautiful, you have wonderful counseling ability, wonderful ability to connect to people and to be able to help them. You're very empathic. You read their energy. You know, when you connect to me and you felt something, you were connecting to that energy. You were feeling it. And think about it for a moment. You fell into that energy. You became that energy. And so mm-hmm. this is why you're so special. You're like a chameleon. You change into whatever everybody is in order to, you know, that helps you to read them so well because you understand that energy because you feel it. So I'm just telling you that, and I don't really have an awful lot of time. I actually have to say goodbye because my time's up on my show. But I'm telling you, dear, that if you do not pursue your numbers, meaning check into it, look over my website, visiblebynumbers.com, and read some of the articles and literature. Maybe even consider getting a full reading where I can explain your entire chart to you. And that will help to validate what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, what your purpose is, and where you're going in life, okay? Because I really see you as being a light worker on this planet, and you've got some work to do.
Okay? I very much appreciate that, It fills me up with energy to be able to tap into energy as well. So it's just going to make it better for everybody in the long run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Allison. You have
a
great night.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You too. All right, everyone. Like I said, I'm sorry I ran out of time. We had a lot of callers tonight, and that's wonderful. And I thank everyone that called in, everyone that listened to the show. I really appreciate your support. As I said, the 2011 predictions and what the four universal year, you'll see it on the website. You'll see it in the blog. I'll make sure I get this information out to you. I don't know what I was thinking that I was going to be able to get that in during the show. Maybe I thought that I wasn't going to have a lot of callers, but whatever. All right, so y'all have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you all back here next week. God bless you, everyone. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.